Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Heart to heart with Mpoputini.
I am Mpoputini today. My name is Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock right here on the waves of 657 AM. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Open the show with the sounds of Dr. Dumi, Healing in Your Glory. The time now, exactly 13 minutes, just after 12 on 657 AM on Heart to Heart. And yes, in this hour, I'm talking to Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. We're answering the question, is it possible or is it hard to live a Christian life? And later on in the second hour, I'm with Joyous Celebration. And in the last hour, I'm with Usis Nozipo, who has been or who is part of Joyous Celebration as well. It's Friday, and you know how Friday goes. It's all about praise and worship. It's all about also making sure that our lives just honor the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And yes, my family, that's why me and Mama Dr. Eva Siobi are answering the question, is it possible or is it hard to live a Christian life? Tulani Ndlovu, I see you. He says, my weekend jams. And I will see if I will have time to play the weekend jams. I have noted you would like to hear our very own Mpoputini, You're Worthy, her new release, Papa Sen, More Love, and with Nathaniel Bassi as well. See what the Lord has done. So we'll see. And he says, hi, Sibongile and Radio Pulpit family, please play me Be Lifted. Thank you for this entertaining, informative and educative station. We thank God for that. We would like to be more informative and also more educative, more than entertaining. But we have to entertain at the same time. But it's more about honoring the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And on the line, I am joined by Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. Hi, Mama. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good,
Evan.
How are you?
Your voice says it's Friday. Yeah.
There's a Friday vibe. I don't know who brought us this Friday vibe, but it's a good thing. Yeah.
Welcome, Mama. It's been a minute. So, Mama, we're talking about living a Christian life, if it is possible for one to can live a Christian life, honor the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings with their lives, worship the Lord with their lives. There's so many things that are happening now that we find others saying you can't just live for the Lord without involving this, without adding this into our Christian faith. And I'm not sure, but when I look into the Word of God, I don't find us having to add on anything. What I understand is that when you come into the kingdom of God and you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and you start building a meaningful relationship with Him, then from then onwards, you have everything. Is it too hard?
Yes.
Is it possible to live for Christ, a Christian life?
Thank you so much, Andy. Thank you so much, and blessings to all the family out there. Great to be here on a Friday. Okay, answering your question, yes, it is very possible to live a Christian life without talking. Actually, I must say that the nature of Christianity is such that it is a pure religion. It's a pure lifestyle, it's a pure relationship between us and God, and He basically always says, never mix anything. He's a God who says, no mixture. You know, I remember it one time once I was reading in the book of Leviticus, and there Moses keeps on writing that you are not going to mix a nylon with a woolen cloth. You're not going to mix this and with that. You know, and I kept on thinking, what's the fun not to be able to mix materials? It's women. Why do you mix women with wool if at all you want to be artistic? But then I saw the same Jesus talking when he was talking and answering the question on fasting and prayer. And he says, we're just going to take it right at his tail end in Luke chapter 5, verse 37 to 39. And he says, and no one, okay, let's start from verse 36. Mm. No one tears a patch from a new garment and sews it on an old one. Mm. If he does, he will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new one will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Mm. If he does, the new wine will break the skin, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wants a new one, for he says the old is better. This is the cast of the matter, I think, for our conversation or discussion this midday hour, is that Jesus here, the same writer, as he was the writer of the book of Deuteronomy, Levi, Leviticus, and so on, he's still talking about the mixture. He says you don't mix when it comes to his relationship with us. Remember that here, he was trying to differentiate between the fast of John's disciples and the fast which the Pharisees were saying, why aren't his disciples fasting?
Yeah.
And so he's talking about the relationship that he says, as long as I am here with them, they don't need to fast. But when I go, they will need to fast because now, they will have to reach out to me. They will have to seek me. And in doing so, they should understand that there is no mixture. When they fast, I'm going to take out whatever is old out of them. And I'm going to make them new and then pour a new wine into them, into those wineskins. So it is possible to live a Christian life pure. It is a pure relationship, pure religion. You cannot mix it with anything whatsoever. And this is why God himself said to the king of Israel, the very first command, you shall not have what?
Any other gods
except me. Mm. And he said, somewhere, I am a jealous God. I am not a God who is supposed to be mixed with anything. It's either you worship me and me alone, or you don't. Let's look at how God called Abraham. Abraham was in a pagan. Nobody, let me start off also by saying their name. Nobody is born a Christian. No one, no. So when Abraham started, he was from a pagan background. They were worshipping idols in the place where he was. His father's household was worshipping idols the way they would. And when God called him, he did not call him in that situation, but he called him out. He said, you've got to come out of your father's home. Leave your father's position. Leave whatever way you need to worship and come to me. And I am going to start something new with your life. That's why I think God purposely closed their infertility, because he wanted a brand new seed to come out of them, which is undefiled with pagan worship. And so Abraham had to make a deal. Am I going to say that? My father's way of worshiping the God, you know, or am I going to leave all this and follow this God? He had to make a choice. And praise the God, he made a choice and he went out. Now, we see the Israelites now growing and going on and on and on and on. And there comes Joshua. And Joshua says to the children of Israel, I think that one we can read. It's in Joshua 24.
Okay. Mama, just hold for me. Just hold for me. I just want to fix something quickly. And then we're coming back to you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
One voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
25 minutes, it is just after 12. You are on Heart to Heart. I'm Sipongile Mofokeng, sitting in for Mpho Phuthini. And yes, my family, I'm talking to Mama Dr. Eva Siyobi. We're answering the question, is it hard? Is it possible to live a Christian life? And so, Ma, you were still talking about when God took out Abraham, that he even closed their womb so that he can start a new and a clean generation from all the pagan worship, where they were coming from, the background of their families.
Yeah. And then it's beautifully summarized by Joshua. And that's what we are reading now in Joshua chapter 24. Just as they were about to cross the Jordan River, then Joshua said to they had already, Joshua was about to die. So Joshua said to all the people, I'm reading verse 2, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your forefathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the river and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the river and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau, but Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. And then it goes on and on and on. Then he says in verse 14, now, fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Mm. Throw away the gods of your forefathers, worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then you have a choice. Choose for yourself this day, whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers they served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So, what we are getting here is this, that it is possible to live a Christian life, pure, with no mixture. And that's the nature. That's what I was trying to prove reading the scriptures. That the nature of Christianity is a single religion with one God and him alone. He has nothing to do with our forefathers, where we come from, what, and there is no nation, including Israel, which can claim that they are born Christians. No one. No one. Yeah. God is there to be chosen through Christ in this era when we are living.
All right.
Right. During that time, there was no mediator between God and man. It was only Moses who was bringing the law. But now, God is determined
that we should serve him through Christ, whom he has appointed, and him alone. And through Christ, yes, it's possible to live the Christian life.
Mm.
You know? Mm. However,
all right.
Jesus himself did tell us in John chapter 6, which most of us know about, in John chapter 6, verse 33, he told us to say that in this world, we are going to have many troubles. He told us, you are going to have many troubles, and I'm telling you all these things so that you must know that the only peace you will get is when you remain in me.
Mm.
And he said, besides,
yeah,
those troubles, I've already removed the sting out of them.
Sure.
So fear not, because I have overcome the world. Yeah. So we should not be mixed up when we face trials or tribulations.
Isn't it, Mama, that even those trials themselves, even mm-hmm. the tribulations that we face are the ones that would send us running to other areas, seeking to get help in these areas. You know, I don't know, but it saddens me all the time that when you're going through something and people would say, but the reality of your, and when you talk about the Lord, that I know by his stripes I'm healed, I know my Redeemer lives, I'm coming out of this. And they're like, yeah, but the reality is that you are there. And the people who are saying this would be your brothers and sisters in the Lord. And others would tell you, but did you try this? Did you try that? And not pointing you to Christ, which now at the end of the day makes it a little bit hard to say, okay, is it possible? Is it possible? Even yeah. with life in general, with us going through so many things, we find ourselves even faltering. And you talk to others who have gone the journey before you, and you find a person saying, nah, that will be, no, you will grow out. It will grow. You will grow out of it. Something like that. You will grow out of it. And at that time, you feel that I have wronged the Lord. I have done wrong. I shouldn't have done 1, 2, 3, 4. And they're like, ah, no, man. Everybody goes through that.
Well, the thing is, you see, Christianity is a relationship with God, and it's personal.
Yeah.
It's personal. In other words, you remember when Jesus himself, let me not even say you remember, but here in the book of John, after the resurrection,
yes.
Jesus is talking to Peter, and Jesus says to Peter, come and feed my sheep, right? Mm. At the end of John, that is John 21. And then after he says that, now come and follow me. Then because of this, okay, let's start to read verse 20. Peter turned and saw that this disciple whom Jesus loved, who is John, was following them, right?
Mm.
This was one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, Lord, who is going to betray you? He's trying to explain, this is John. When Peter saw him, he asked the Lord about him.
Mm.
Jesus answered, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to do with you? You
are God. Eish, Murana Jesu Mara Mama.
I mean, really, Mutu Jesu answering you like that.
Mm.
Don't tell me about your aunt or what I did to or what happened to your friend or to you. When it comes to me, I'm not here to be mixed up with your friends and their experience mm. and who did what.
Mm.
Nina, I'm interested in you and me alone.
Mm.
That's all. You see? So we've got to know our Christ for ourselves. And that's why I want us to highlight in that John 16:33, mm. the highlight is that so that in me, in other words, when the troubles come, trials come, whatever you do, remain in me.
Mm.
then that's when, as you steadfastly in your long suffering, endurance, and patience in me, you will end up getting your peace. So we must refuse to remove ourselves from him.
Okay.
Yeah, that is John 15, precisely when he speaks about, I am the true vine.
Yes.
You are the branches.
Yes.
So when he says you are the branches, he says that you've got to do what? To remain in me. There is no way you're going to see the word becoming flesh. There's no way you're going to experience joy and find peace and all the promises of God manifesting in your life as long as you don't remain in me. That is the test of your trial. Every trial is planned by Satan or sin to pull you away from God. That is the task of your trial and test.
Okay.
It's not about what you think. No, the aim is to take you out of him.
To make you even not trust any longer, any longer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what we should understand. If we understand that the aim, the goal of a trial and a test is to pull me away from Christ, then you are going to be very aware. You are going to be prudent and watch out that I am not going to allow my mind, my emotions, my friends, anybody to persuade me out of Christ. I'm going to remain here. It is hot. I don't understand. I am in a very, I'm hard pressed, as Paul would say, but Lord, I am not going to take myself away from you.
All right. Let's listen to a family member who just sent a message to us. And Santi Dibier, hello, my queen, and hello to family members who are tuned in. Thank you so much for being with us this Friday with Mama Tevas. You'll be right here on Heart to Heart. Asizwe ma.
Yes.
Sanbonani, sanbonani, Mama Sibongile, sanbonani family, sanbonani. Oh, sibongu Jesu, sibongu Musa, sibongu Thando lukaNkulunkulu, family. Ngiyamuzwa umama uqinisile lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu akaxutshwa ngempela uNkulunkulu wethu singamhlanganisi nento eyiningi kube wuye yedwa ngoba ushilo ezwini lakhe bathi ningangihlanganisi nezinye izinto I'm the jealous God uNkulunkulu onesikhwele abantu bayamxuba hey Woman of God, uyazi khona manje ngisinewari kakhulu noma sikhuleka sikhulekela abantu abangakasindiswa. Hey, insindiso yanamhlanje ixutshiwe. Yo, ixutshiwe mama Sibongile, ixutshiwe mgcotshwa kaNkulunkulu. Ixutshiwe ma. Hey. Sibazwele ubuhlungu abantu abazosindiswa manje kule minyaka. Yo, kunenge endlini kaNkulunkulu, kunenge ma, kunenge. Hey, siyabakhulekela abantu abangakasindiswa abazoyifikelela le nsindiso. Kodwa ebuhleni uNkulunkulu ethembakele uyena umsindisi ngiyabonga family usuku olumnandi
sure yeah thank you so much ma for that message uma usinqishila kashonga ukuthi ubani but thank you so much for that and ma she's so concerned about the now hello ma
yes I'm listening
okay she's so concerned about those who will get saved in these times. I remember when we were growing up, there was a song, Give Me That Old Time Religion, because it's good enough for me. If it was good for Paul and Silas, then it's good for me. And so if we're looking at today and what Ma is saying there, it means that there is a difference in the old time way of one being saved and being in the Lord. And the now. Our journey with Christ now. There's so many things. She says, with what's happening as we see, there's so many things mixed with our Christianity. How would one win? Because the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew talks about what he will do for those who will stand until the end, those who will endure until the end.
Yeah. You know, Jesus did tell us that one of the end times signs is deception. He said many. He did not say few. He said many will be deceived at the end time. Meaning that these are the signs, this is the sign, actually I would call it the main sign of the end time. Besides earthquakes and wars and rumors of what? Deception. Deception. And deception is there to woe many, even the elect, away from Christ. That is what we should be preaching as a church in response to what Omar has said, the family member who has just sent us a voice note, to say that the only way we can have a pure religion is when we stress in our pulpits that Bazalwane, saints, be aware of the spirit of deception, which will tell you this is the Christ and this is the Christ, come and see. Jesus said so. He told us. So whatever I have got to involve myself in, whether it's a crusade or a ministry of some sort, I have got to be so alert as to the message I'm hearing. Is this a clear, pure message from the Word of God, or is there a hint of the spirit
so
of deception?
So you have to the right to take the message like they did in the past. Take the message, go back to the Word, check.
Yes.
he even said like, check the spirits.
Like the, like the Church of Berea. Yeah? That's what the Christians of Berea. I mean, they even were disciples of Paul, but they did not believe what Paul told them at face value.
Sure.
They had to go back home and study to say, did we really hear what is in the scriptures? And remember, at that time, there was no even the Old Testament, there was no New Testament. It was just the Torah at the time. But the saints of Berea, they just wanted to see prophetically, is this for real, what this man is talking about? So it's very imperative that as Christians, we've got to study the Word. That is why we are easily deceived, is because we don't know what the Word of God says. We don't know what it says. So we don't read for ourselves. We don't refer. You don't ask and say, you know what, Pastor, I heard you saying this, but in this scripture, this is what it says. And then choose to believe what the scripture is saying. Because if you don't do that, there's no way you can tell right from wrong. Because relying, I always say, when you rely on the Holy Spirit alone, you will get into superstition. Really, it's dangerous. I must have the Holy Spirit balance it with the Word. I mustn't just go running around and say, this is what the Holy Spirit says, this is what the Holy Spirit says. No. You heard the Holy Spirit, now tell us the Word, which backs up what you are saying the Holy Spirit says, because the Spirit of the Lord will never say anything.
Hey, we are connecting back to Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. We want to live right. We want to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can do all things through Christ. There are promises for those who will endure till the end. And he's reminding us that he's coming back, and he's coming back so soon. I'll read that scripture when we come back. Tulani, here is that song from Bongi and Colin. Be lifted, we're coming back.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082
657 2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Hey, Mekero Lantzilapedi, hello to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Tsulumotsepe, hello. Yes, we praise him forevermore. And it's a Friday. Thanks to Tulani Ndlovu. Those are Friday gems. That is so beautiful. I'm still with Mama Dr. Eva Siobi on the line. And God is so faithful. God is so good. I know that we got cut off, but we are back again with Mama. And yes, my family, you can still talk to us right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Heart to Heart. Ma, I was saying to the family that our Lord Jesus Christ is saying to us, behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. And he says, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and will, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heavens from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So there is an also a reward to those that will overcome, those that will endure forever, those that will stand against all things, then the Lord says there is a reward for those. Many, and he didn't hide it from us. He never hid it from us. He did say, in the world, you will find tribulations. Mm-hmm. He did mention it. Utezikon. But because he has overcome the world and we are born of him, all that is born of God, whatsoever is born of God, overcomes the world.
Yeah. Let me read this one.
Yes.
I don't know whether do you have, maybe in New Living Translation might be putting it better.
Let me see.
But I'm going to read it from ENIV. Ne?
Okay.
Yeah. ENIV is Malachi chapter 3. It's a very interesting scripture, and I know you are going to laugh.
Mm.
Malachi chapter 3, ne? Reading from verse 13. Can I read?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, it says, you have said harsh things against me, says the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we said against you? Verse 14, you have said, it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners, that is fasting before the Lord Almighty? But now, we call the arrogant blessed. Hmm. Certainly, the evildoers prosper. Hmm. And even those who challenge God escape. Then those who fear the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written
in to record the names
concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. In the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them. Just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him.
Mm.
And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked. Between those who serve God
and those who do not.
Who do not. This is an amazing scripture. What God is actually saying, I can hear you talking in your houses, in your bedroom, in your cars, in your corner. You keep saying to each other, Hendo, it's not working. Let's try this, let's try this. God says, I'm hearing you. I'm listening. But there are others who says, hey, you know what? It's tough, ne? But let's continue. As Paul Pelly, let's continue. It works. It's not easy, but it is going to give us a good place. You know? Encourage each other and say, hey, like I do encourage myself, ne? Reading, I'll read this one. It is in Psalm 66. And the psalmist says that you brought us up. Actually, starts by saying, praise our God, Psalm 66, verse 8. Praise our God, O people. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. Yeah, I encourage myself with the scripture. Good Lord, it's hot. It means you are refining me like silver. Father, sometimes I feel like imprisoned. I feel like I don't have a voice. I can't preach. What is going on in my life? I'm in prison. At times, God lays burdens on our backs. You find as if you are carrying a heavy load. You are tired. You are stressed. You don't know what to say. Is there God? Does he hear me when I call? You call out, you cry, you sleep, you don't sleep at night. Sometimes there are this and that and that. Maybe it's sickness, maybe it's a pain,
yes,
which is just torturing and torturing you. Yeah? And then Abariko verse 12, you let men ride over our heads, over all that people about Della. People just ride over your head. People talk bad about you. They gossip. You love them, but they gossip. They do strange things about you. God sees all that and allows it. So the writer of this psalm, whom I believe is David, he says, and we went through fire and water. Sometimes it will be like I'm drowning. Sometimes it's like I'm burning. At times it's like I am undergoing, I'm suffocating. But he says, as I endured, God brought me to a place of abundance. And he says, why did God listen to me? He says, when I cried out in verse 17 to him with my mouth, his praise was on my tongue. I praised him. That's number one, when I went through those fires. Number two, if I had cherished sin in my heart, if I kept on hating people, not forgiving them, even those who are torturing, those who speak badly of me, if I just harbored sin in my heart, God will not have listened. So this is why, Mabungbong, sometimes when you go through trials, it seems as if God is not answering. It's because in our hearts, we are not forgiving. In our hearts, we're bearing grudges. We are having stuff which is very stuffy in our hearts. And so that's why we cry out, but God does not answer. And then we end up looking for alternatives because we don't want to obey and follow a simple instruction, forgive, so that God can forgive you. Your unforgiveness separates me from you.
Sure.
So rather than wanting to forgive people in my journey of pain, I'd rather now look for other alternatives because this does not look like it works. It's all about sin. You know, at first I talked about reading the word so that we remove ignorance. Mm. Because he says, God himself in the book of Hosea 6:11, he says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge.
Mm.
So lack of knowledge, ignorance can. And it's the lack of knowledge of who God is, by the way.
Mm.
So if we don't read and study the word, then you can be prone to the spirit of deception.
All right.
Number two,
yes.
We become discouraged because God is not seeming to answer our prayers because our hearts are filled with sin, unconfessed sin. It says that if we don't confess our sins, there's no progress. We won't see ourselves advancing. And number three, we don't want to forgive.
All right.
Unforgiveness is a horror.
Yeah, ma. Let's hold it right there. Can I put a part one on it and say this is our part one? And then we come back for part two next week, where we are now finalizing and even praying for the body of Christ in this regard. Ma spoke even about deception, which is so similar to the truth in these times. And I remember the Lord Jesus Christ saying, we love saying I remember. Mama said, I won't say, do you remember? but we remember because in his word and we hear him talk to us through it. And he says the time will be shortened for the sake of the elect, because deception and the truth will be so similar that even the elect,
the elect
might be caught up in all of that. So, Mike, can we put a comma on it and say part one? We will come back next week for part two. We want to live right for Christ. These are the end times, and he is coming, and he's coming soon. He said it, yes. Behold, I am coming, and I'm coming soon. And when he comes, we want to be ready when he comes. We want to be pure when he comes. We want to be like the virgins with oil when he comes. We don't want to now desire to be cleansed, desire to make right, but we want to live and live a Christian life that will glorify him at the end of the day. Mike, can I say thank you for today's teaching? A family member says, yo, Sibongile, when I'm not Dr. Eva Siobi, you are talking something which is important. May the Lord help us to walk in truth. And we're saying amen to that.
Amen.
I think I will play Konyana after the news. Konyana ya Mudimu Rituse. Our Lord Jesus, help us to walk right. So I think I'll play that song by Manifested coming out from the news bulletin, because now it's time for the news bulletin. Thank you so much, Mama. We love you. Tolu Mutsipe, your Tolu says, greetings to Mama Siobi. Tolu, hello to you. Talita Mkasani, greetings to Pastor Eva Siobi.
Tandiwe Twala,
greetings to Dr. Eva Siobi. Mama, love you so much. Let's come back next week.
Okay, then.
All
God
right.
bless. But as we are waiting for next week, remain in him.
Amen.
And always walk in his oil.
Amen.
Which is his anointing. God bless you.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ma. Bye.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.